couple quick announcements, and I want to rush through these as fast as I can so I can let you guys get into your day. Next Saturday, Kim Dunn, who has been featured in the most recent Nikan Family or Living Well magazine, page 4 or 5, I can't remember exactly, talking about the benefits of autoship. Kim is a nutritional microscopist, and a nutritional microscopist is one who tests actually live blood to show you exactly what's not only what's in your blood, but what's going on in your body based on that small sample of blood. She will be with us next Saturday, and I've not spent a lot of time getting to know her as of yet, but I, just from reading what I read in the magazine, I know she's going to be a delight to educate us on not only the benefits of improving our nutrition through AutoShip and through the nutritional products that Nikan has, but just simply some of the other things that she's done to maintain a healthy, active life as a grandma. I found it hard to believe, looking at her picture, that she could be a grandma already, as young as she looks. But she'll be with us next Saturday. And then 2 weeks from today, we're going to do something that I've never done before on Saturday AM Live, and we're actually going to go to Saturday PM Live. 12 hours later than we normally do the call, I will be sharing from the convention. So, just going to have to basically adjust your clock if you're not participating in the convention yourself, if you're not going to be in Anaheim, California. And I'll hold that thought for those of you who are still wanting to go, because I want to talk about that. But we're going to do the call 2 weeks from today at 7 p.m. West Coast time, so that's 10 p.m. out on the East Coast, a little late for some of us, but some of us are just getting started into our evening at that point. I noticed that for people that live near New York, especially down, Manhattan. But here's the deal. Nikan will be unveiling a new standard in the industry, to quote Jonathan Hallstrom, our vice president. And then, as Dave Balzer has alluded to many of us on different calls and in person, that the new Nikan solutions, especially in the arena of water, are going to be unlike anything that is out there on the market. So if you're not able to come to Anaheim in 2 weeks' time to take part in the convention live, then jump on the call. Again, 7 p.m. in that specific standard time, obviously 8 Mountain Time, 9 p.m. Central, and 10 p.m. on the East Coast. Jump on the call, and not only will I do my best to disseminate all the information as much as I possibly can from the convention of what we've experienced, but also give you the opportunity to get first opportunity to order any of the new solutions that are introduced. And yes, you will be able to do that. So we'll go over that all in 2 weeks' time. And there will be, and I'm not sure what weekend they're targeting, but I know November 5th, so a little over a month from today, there will be product launches at 20 different sites around North America. It is limited to 20. So if you don't want to wait till then to jump on board and get some of this new incredible things that are going to change your life and make it better, then jump on the call in 2 weeks and we'll make that happen. So just as a teaser. And then the following week, Jack and Sherry Clark, who are Royal Diamonds from Atlanta, Georgia, have agreed to share. And what's great about Jack and Sherry is they kind of already know a lot of the stuff that's going to be unveiled at the convention, so they're the perfect couple to talk about how do we implement this, where do we go from here. And so anyhow, that's the next 3 weeks at a glance. Want to make one last appeal. I've got people who, I'm getting a text right now from Barb Satterwhite in Richmond, Virginia, who says she has 2 tickets and a room at the convention. So it's never, ever too late to make a decision to partake in this annual event that is just over the top incredible. So if you have tickets or you're looking for tickets, and here's a key, it's difficult unless you register them in your own name and you kind of be somebody else if you're going, on somebody else's name. But tickets that have been won that are guest tickets are easily transferable. Maybe that's not the best word to use. They're easier to register in somebody else's name. But tickets that you have personally earned, this isn't something that you won, but tickets that you have earned, it's a little bit more challenging, but it can be done. So here's what I'm asking. If you've got tickets and a room that you've earned or whatever, please email me, or if you're looking for tickets and room or a roommate, email me as well, okay? And I will do my best to try and match people up with other folks. We've had a great success with it so far, and it's been kind of fun. It's like that big card game where you flip all the cards face down and you play the matching game and trying to remember who was where. And that's what we're doing. But my email address is vsrogers995@aol.com. That's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, R-O-G-E-R-S 995@aol.com.
Vance, this is Linda, and you put me in touch with Susan Barnwell.
Uh-huh.
I got a ticket from her mother, who's 90 and won't be going, that she had won, and we contacted Nikon, and they tell us that you cannot transfer that kind of ticket. You can only transfer guest tickets.
Right. You can only transfer the guest tickets. So I'm going to say something that if you say that I suggested this, then I'm going to say, no, you had too strong a coffee on Saturday morning, and you just didn't hear how I said it. But there's really nobody going to be carding you. Does that make sense? In other words, if you have a lanyard and a registration packet of information, and on that lanyard it says somebody else's name, nobody's going to ask you for your driver's license to match it up with your name upon walking into the thing. Now, I just opened up a big can of worms, and people are going to go, well, what are you suggesting?
I was not suggesting anything. I was told by corporate that they were going to be asking for photo IDs.
They're just scaring you. I've been going to Nikon conventions every year since 1994. I've only missed two. And no, I don't think so. So, yes, upon picking up your registration, they may ask that. But again, I doubt it. Maybe just I'm oblivious. Or, you know, maybe I'm just too optimistic. So, you know, here's the thing, you guys. If you want to go bad enough and there's tickets out there, especially guest tickets that are extras, hook up with them. Pop me an email, and I will do my best to make it happen. And when I registered, which was several weeks ago, nowhere in that registration did it say anything, especially for my second ticket, did it say that the name had to be somebody that was related to me. I mean, I could have put anybody's name in there. I could have made up a name. So it doesn't really matter so much. So anyways, you guys, thank you again for being on the line. Look forward to assisting you in any way that I can this next week. Phone number, if I can be of assistance, you've got my email. Phone number is area code 503-695-5683. So please let me know what I can do to serve you. Be happy to do that. And on that note, I'm going to bid you farewell until next Saturday. 7 days from now, we will resume our conversation with Kim Dutton, learning about the benefits of AutoShip and nutritional microscopy. So have a great week, everybody. Thanks again for being on the call. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.